Today is Monday, December 28th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We had a really uneventful weekend. There's not much going on. I mean, there's COVID, and I needed to take days off, and I don't mind. You know, it's interesting because I've always said that I don't get bored, and it's true. I do not get bored. Like, I will always find something to do. I have podcasting. I have my technology. I love learning things like Blender and whatever the thing of the month is or the thing of the year is that I want to learn. And they don't usually go anywhere, but it just broadens my horizons, right? If I know a little bit about a lot of things, it makes me a more interesting boy. But I think Mark is a little bit less that way. When we take time off, he wants to have something to do. And he doesn't, and we watch a lot of TV, but eventually that gets old, and he doesn't really have any hobbies. Other than he likes plants now. He is really into plants, but there's only so much you can do. You can water them. You can make sure they're getting enough light. You can go look at them. But after that, there's not so much you can do unless you are constantly buying new plants. And so I think he's already starting to get a little bit bored with not having work. And he took the week off as well because he was starting to lose vacation days. So the way his works is he builds up vacation days and then he will lose them or he'll stop accruing after a certain amount. And so he's not accruing. So he's basically losing because he will stop accruing. Me, I guess it's a similar thing, except we don't accrue. We get all of our days at the beginning of the year or the beginning of the financial year, the fiscal year. And I get around, I think I get 34 days. And the thing with me is I can't roll them over. So if I don't take them within the year from February 1st through February 1st or January 31st of the next year or January 30th, I don't know how many days are in January, but if I don't use them, then I lose them. I can roll over 5 days, so I could have a maximum of 39 days in a year. And so I took off a week at Thanksgiving, and I took off various other times. We didn't really do any traveling, but I took off various other times. And I moved my haircut to Tuesdays for 2020 so that I could take a day off work once a month to go do my haircut. But that meant it left my weekend free to spend with Mark and not have to drive 11 hours on a Saturday. That takes the whole Saturday. I'll probably move them back to Saturdays in 2021 because hopefully Mark and I will be able to travel again in 2021 once we get the vaccine, whenever that's going to be available. So it's similar. I will start to lose vacation as well, but he doesn't really like to take vacation days just to lay around the house. So I'm starting to feel that he's getting a little antsy, like he really wants to do something, but there's nothing to do. And so we just laid around, and that was the weekend, but we just laid around the house, watched TV. We're on season 4 now of Big Bang Theory. Neither one of us had ever seen that, and we started at season 1. It's cute. It's a cute show. We're enjoying it. We actually started watching Young Sheldon when it came out a couple of years ago and really enjoyed that. And I think that's what kind of made us think, oh, well, maybe we should actually start watching the show that it was based on. And it's interesting because it's almost like we watched it in order because we watched Young Sheldon as a young boy and now Big Bang Theory, he's an adult. And you can hear throwbacks to, you know, his grandmother, him calling her Meemaw and all the other things that they allude to. Although I know it was recorded in reverse, so they came up with Meemaw in Big Bang Theory, and then they took that to Young Sheldon. But for us, it's like we watched it from as he was growing up. So we've been watching that. I watched a documentary on, now I'm going to forget, Heaven's Gate. It's that cult where they thought they were aliens or something, and they were, but it was kind of a mixture of Christianity with alien stuff. They said they were alien spirits living in, they called the human body a vehicle. And apparently they ended up all committing suicide in 1997, I think March of 97. I knew nothing about this at the time. Nothing about it. If you'd have asked me, I would not have known what Heaven's Gate was. And all this was happening the whole time I was, my whole childhood, basically, this Heaven's Gate thing was happening. And I knew nothing about it. But I didn't watch news. I still don't really like to watch news. We didn't have as much internet back then, so I wasn't looking at Twitter and seeing the news of the day. So I may have never seen anything about that. But anyway, I watched that. We put together the, I told you guys on Saturday, we put together lawn furniture. And that went well. We got that all put together and put out on the back patio. And we watched movies. We watched Wonder Woman. And last night we watched, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a George Clooney one, and it's on Netflix, and it's a space movie, and I, for whatever reason, I can't think of the name of it, but my favorite one so far was probably Wonder Woman. We've watched Wonder Woman, Soul, and that George Clooney one that I can't think of the name of, and probably Wonder Woman was my favorite, but if I were to guess, Mark would probably say Soul was his favorite. It's the Pixar animated one. And they're always really good, but it feels so similar to the one they did about emotions. I can't think of what it is. It seems like a rehashing just in a different way. Or it has the same feeling, the same sentiment. So on Twitter, I had a couple of people respond to me. So Daniel and Gary both told me that the name of the crystal is Waterford. And yes, it is Waterford. Thank you both. That's correct. I thought about it right after I stopped recording. And it is what it is. But yeah, it's Waterford Crystal. They have the tea glasses, or the, I think they actually call them tea glasses, and on the website. So yes, I bought those for my parents because they had a chip in several of theirs. Four of theirs had gotten broken and they had eight. So I bought them four to get them back up to eight. And yeah, I listened to That Darn Elvis today, and I'm not going to say what it is, but I think there's another. So we have a, for those of you who don't know, we have a special club. It's not a secret club, but a special club called Level 13 for That Darn Elvis and Mix Minus. And it could be for Geeky Gay as well, but I don't really do. So the original concept was, there's no charge for the club, but we just ask you to promote the podcast and to retweet when we tweet stuff and let people know that you listen to them, and so we can get some more marketing, basically. And if you do that, you get a special Discord channel where you can talk to us. You get special content. You get before and after show recorded bits. Sometimes we put out some special stuff. We did a three-way show with Daniel and Scott and I. And that came out recently. And I have an idea for another one that I think I'm going to do. But I'm not going to say what it is. I'm going to keep it a secret. And we'll see how that goes. And then today, so my parents, my aunt and uncle are visiting, and I'm just hoping they've been quarantining and wearing masks and all that. I really don't know, but they don't visit very often, and they live in Idaho, so I never see them. And my mom wanted us to come over for dinner tonight, and Mark and I have been really careful about not going to places where there's a lot of people, wearing a mask every time we're out. We did not go to Christmas. We did not go to Thanksgiving. We didn't do anything where we were going to be around large groups of people. No church services. I actually convinced Mark, and I did not. I told him, do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to go to mass because I don't feel like it's a good idea to go to a church and sit for an hour with a large group of people. Even if everyone's wearing a mask, I just don't think it's a good idea. when we go to the grocery store once a week, that's risky enough, but at least we're moving around and we're staying 6 feet away from people. At church, you're going to have a little bit more trouble doing that, and you're sitting in the same seat for an hour. I just don't feel comfortable doing that. I said, you do whatever you feel comfortable with. I will support whatever you decide. He said, oh, so you think it's not a good decision? And I said, well, it's definitely not the right decision for me, but I'm going to let you make your own decision. And so he decided to watch Mass on Facebook instead of going. So we've been really good. I don't know how my parents have been or how. I know they went down and saw family, but Mom said they wore masks everywhere. Of course, they didn't wear masks in the house with my brother and his wife. So, I don't know. And I don't know how they're doing. And then my aunt and uncle, I'm not really sure either. But it may be a horrible decision. And in another week, I may be coming on this podcast and telling you guys I got COVID. I don't know. But I told them, hey, why don't you come over to our house? Because my aunt and uncle haven't seen our house, our new house. So I cooked a pie today. This is my third pie in the past week that I've cooked. And it is such a science. I think I'm getting better at crust, but I did forget the salt in the crust. And it was beyond the point of no return. There was nothing I could do. And I didn't poke enough holes in it. And I don't have pie weights, so I put it in there to pre-bake it because it's a cream pie. And it puffed up in the center, so I had to pull it out and poke some more holes in it. So I don't know how that's going to be. We're going to see. Hopefully it'll still be good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.